and welcome to the Daily Soap Podcast with me, Susan Spence, here on dailygoss.com. Hope you're well. It is Friday, December the 19th, and that means we have three soaps to look forward to tonight. Coronation Street, EastEnders and Emmerdale, of course. I have to admit, I'm enjoying Emmerdale very much this week. It's my favourite soap of the week so far. Before we do that, behind number 18 in the advent calendar, it is getting better. Santa and his elves. We much prefer that kind of one. Not many to go for me to tell you, actually, because by the time we get to Monday, we've got 22, 23, 24, and then that'll be it. So let's start with Emmerdale then, and loving all the stuff going on with the Kings. They're allowed back to collect their belongings from Home Farm. Internal squabbles erupt once more as nobody can agree whether to leave the village after Home Farm has been emptied. So what is next for the King family? And also there's a little bit of a to-do as Carl forgets to empty the safe of his mum's jewellery, and Lexi will be at the receiving end of that one. Joe is unnerved when Andy turns up at the farm with a Christmas tree. Now, he was only meant to be fixing the tap, wasn't he? And the water for the spring. So she's thinking, Daz is already very suspicious. So while Joe leaves with Mick to pick up some supplies, Andy decides to loosen some seals on the washing machine. But he's caught red-handed by Lee, and the pair of them end up having a bit of a fight. Joe comes back, shocked to see the scene, and it's Mick who has to break them all up. And after finding out that Andy's sabotaging everything, Joe orders him to leave. And a bit later on, Lee discovers her crying as everything's just getting on top of her, and that's when she realises that her only option is to leave the village, and she asks him to help her. So that'll happen next week, but will she take Sarah with her? Well, we'll let you know. Edna kicks Nicola out of her house, so she's not got a job, she's nowhere to live. Paul, he doesn't want to know. And the only person who takes her in, guess who? Bit of a surprise, actually. Laurel. Laurel takes her in because she finds Nicola seeking solace in the church. She's deep in prayer. So Laurel takes pity on her and offers for her to stay at Mulberry Cottage. Oh my God. Really, I mean, there's Christmas spirit and there's Christmas spirit. Could you take Nicola in? I have to admit, I'm liking Nicola at the moment. I do like her, the way they've changed her around a bit. So that's Emmerdale for you. It's 7 o'clock on ITV1. We then move on, 7.30, to Coronation Street, and Peter Barlow got himself... How did you get drunk on half a bottle of wine, a man like that? How does he do that? Because he was starting to stumble after half a bottle of wine, because Leanne was drinking some of it. I can understand once he starts mixing it with the scotch, but I couldn't quite understand why he was being so drunk after just one bottle. So he ends up in the tree last night, which I thought was quite amusing. And that little boy, Simon, he is a cutie. You just want to pick him up and take him home with you. So he's obviously got some bridges to build following what happened last night. First, he's got to redecorate the tree and then find Simon a costume for the nativity play. So he asks Leanne to go with him, but she, of course, is sick and tired of him and actually resigns from her job at the bookies. So Peter decides to drown his sorrows, and he turns up at the nativity play rather worse for wear. And the teacher tries to stop him from entering the hall. He makes a scene, and he storms in. And then what he does is he tries to take, gets out his mobile phone and tries to record everything there. And of course, the teacher's like, no, you can't do that. It's not politically correct. We're not allowed you to do that anymore. And it's funny because I was speaking to a friend of mine who's got kiddies, and they said to me, no, you can't take anything like that in. You might be allowed to take a picture, but you can't film or record children doing anything like that, which is a bit sad, really, isn't it? So everybody, of course, is very embarrassed. Deirdre comforts Simon as Blanche confronts Peter because he's made a right old sin, and it's all very embarrassing. He's escorted from the premises, and Ken manages to snatch his car keys off him and says to him, look, you know what? You're just not fit, and Simon is not going home with you. He's coming home with us. You can't have him anywhere near because you're just not responsible. Then everything goes from bad to worse. Because Liz asks him to leave the Rovers. He then bangs on Kenny Deary's door, insisting that he wants to see his son, but Ken refuses, and Leanne arrives just in time to stop Peter hitting his dad. So some feisty scenes there with Peter Barlow, and I quite like the couple of Peter and Leanne, although saying that, I don't think I want it to go any further. Carla can't understand why Tony won't sack Rosie, but he insists that he would also have to sack Sally, and that would arouse suspicion. So Carla decides to let Rosie know exactly how she feels about her betrayal before then heading over to Maria's to tell her side of the story. Now, that's going to be interesting as to see how she gets away with that. Carla will also tell Leanne tonight in the second episode that Tony knew about the affair but has forgiven her. Leanne, of course, is not convinced. She's like, Tony is not the forgiving type. While Jed Stone has heard Maria's accusations and he thinks he's onto something, he lets Tony know that he's going to compare notes with Maria. Of course, Tony, Jed is not up for justice. He is not really wanting justice. He just wants more money. That's all he wants. And Liz annoys Michelle by giving Poppy a job at the Rovers, assistant manager job at the Rovers, not just barmaid. Michelle not happy, and she says to Steve, but he takes his mum's side, insisting he can't undermine her as she runs the pub. Of course, this is the perfect thing for Steve with regard to the whole Becky thing, because he can annoy Michelle even more. And also, Rosie meets with a journalist and spies a way of making some cash out of her kidnap ordeal. Now, this is something that's going to absolutely anger her parents no end. Kevin and Sally not going to be happy with this one. And you can kind of understand why after being distraught about her going disappearing. So that's Coronation Street, 7:30 and 8:30 on ITV1. So the final one of the night then is EastEnders at 8 o'clock. And it's action-packed, this one. There's so many bits in it that it's going to be impossible for me to tell you everything that's going on. Pretty much it picks up, though, from the synagogue, where Pat, of course, barged in. Billy attempts to calm her down, but she won't listen. David the groom is appalled by her behaviour, as was I. What a chav. Embarrassing. And he tries to find out more about her from Janine. Janine tells him that Pat's name is Pat Evans and she's mentally sick. I think you're right. She explains that Pat is well known for her occasional strange behaviour. And basically says about her behaviour at her dad's funeral as an example. However, she contradicts herself a little bit, and Sarah, who's obviously been looking for something here, basically thinks to herself, hold on a minute, there's something not right here. So she becomes a little bit suspicious. So she's in trouble, Janine, but she's determined to lie her way through. And Ricky tries to stop Pat from revealing any more secrets about Janine. But, of course, Pat is absolutely having none of it. She exposes Janine as a fraud who's just after David's money. And Pat asks Janine to give up, but will she agree? Chances are no, she's not going to agree. They all try to broker a peace deal between Pat and Janine. But Pat decides to leave after all. And they try to basically get together and come to some kind of agreement with it. And you know what she does to Ricky? Janine denies ever knowing him. I mean, you know, he's her brother. So Ricky says, look, come on, don't be so ridiculous. And he asks her to show a birthmark on her upper arm to prove that she is her sister. And it just is mad. She refuses to show Ricky and the rabbi the alleged birthmark and insists it's a case of mistaken identity. And whilst all this is going, obviously, this bloke is quite old, this David guy, and he suffers a heart attack. When Sarah leaves to confront Janine, Billy dashes in with the news about him and they all rush out to try and, you know, sort everything out. The poor man's placed in a recovery position. Janine tries to resuscitate him and she's told, look, you know, don't do that. You're not a nurse. Don't have to be a nurse to resuscitate, though, do you? Anyway, the paramedics arrive to take David to the hospital. But, of course, everybody's still arguing. Will he pull through? No, he won't. He's going to die. And I can tell you, in a nutshell, lots more to talk about, but in a nutshell, Janine will turn up later on tonight in the pub, in the Queen Vic, and into Albert Square. And she's going to be smashing windows and absolutely running riot because she wants revenge for everything that's happened to her. That is it, kind of, for that. So you can sit down and watch it. Plenty going on. And Charlie Brooks is a great actress, isn't she, as Janine? So well worth watching all that kind of thing. Lots of stuff going on with Susie and Phil. Shirley's very upset that she's, of course, pregnant. And she says to Phil, are you sure you know what you're doing? Shirley even more upset when they return from a night out and reveal that they're actually getting married. Ben is kind of like, you know, not really that bothered. He's like, you know, we're going to have a baby and we're getting married. All poor Ben's worried about is the cost of the engagement ring. He doesn't have to worry because it's never going to go ahead. Strange goings on between Sean and Archie. He's always up to something, Archie, isn't he? And it's no different tonight. He takes Sean for a walk in the park and buys them tea. And Sean's wondering what the heck's going on, as are we. I was just trying to think what else is going on in EastEnders. Oh, yes. It kind of finishes off tonight with Heather and Shirley going through CCTV footage that Patrick has asked Heather to go through from the shop. Shirley, at one point, very disinterested after having such a bad day. Suddenly, though, Susie appears on the CCTV and seems to have picked something from the shelf to everybody's surprise. Shoplifting? Mm-mm. Maybe. But it's more important is what did she buy that's going to give the game away on her pregnancy. So watch it tonight and all will be revealed. So great night in the soaps for you to watch tonight. It always is on the Fridays. Always pack everything in there, don't they? So enjoy them. Info@thedailygoss.com if you'd like to comment on anything and you want us to include anything or you've got any little soapy questions, we'll do our best to answer them for you. I'm Susan Spence. Be back on Monday with the Daily Soap Podcast. We'll also be giving you next week all the details of the Christmas Day storylines as well. Have yourself a good weekend. See you.